Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, we might have a surprise. Deshaun Watson might speak today, or he might not. Was supposed to happen yesterday, didn't. Might happen today. If it does happen, we'll have it for you right here live on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, and Brandon Scott in for John Lopez. It is Deshaun Watson week. Let's not waste any time, B. Scott. I don't care how you're doing. I really don't care. Let's just get right into it. I don't mean it like that. Who cares?
Before we get into it, let me ask, which one would surprise you? Because you said we might have a surprise. Would it surprise you if he talked?
I think he's going to speak because they're going to try to say, oh, see, nothing to see here. No big deal.
All right.
I think he's going to speak. You think he's going to speak?
I think he's going to speak. He needs to speak and doesn't want it to be the post game to be the first time that he speaks. So it's got to be today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he speaks today, and
today
I think we hear
sense.
It right here on Sports Radio 610, and we'll know very, very shortly. And speaking of that guy, Deshaun Watson. I said this earlier this week when we were in pre-show preparing for the show this morning. You said the complete opposite,
yep.
Which is usually the recipe for a pretty good discussion.
Yeah.
I have gotten to a point where as time has passed, as the trade has been made, I can look back at the Deshaun Watson era in Houston somewhat fondly. I can look at it somewhat fondly. You, on the other hand... Do not.
No, I do not. The only thing that I look on fondly or reflect upon fondly is the fact that you got those picks. Like, if we want to just isolate it to that, we can look upon that fondly. But the way that it ended with Deshaun, like, I don't see how, like, you can have these moments that were positive and that you reflect on fondly, like a specific moment, the Buffalo game, the Oakland game, or I should say the Raiders game earlier in that year, the week 8, when he got kicked in the eye. Like, he's had the rookie year, that run that he went on in his rookie year before he got injured. Like, there are moments, obviously. I think you mentioned him getting drafted. That was a big night. Like, all of that are individual moments to look upon fondly or reflect on fondly. But the overall experience itself, like, you cannot separate the ending and just all of the drama with that, with the entire experience. Like, to me, from the trade request, and you were early on this, Landry, to be honest, like, talking about not the trade request part, but like how things were sort of starting to change with him a little bit. Like, when you think about that, the trade request, the no trade clause, and then the off field stuff on top of it. Like, to me, the whole reason why Deshaun Watson did not play in 2021 were all of his doing one way or another. It was either because he didn't want to, because he wanted to be traded, or because you couldn't play him because he was unplayable, because you couldn't market him and put him, you know, in a program or on the stadium or in a commercial because of his name and what was going on. So one way or another, I felt like he was sabotaging his way or his time in Houston and his legacy in Houston just based off of 2021 alone.
I agree with all that. I'm not saying that it went great. I'm not saying that it's ideal to have things go the way that Deshaun Watson, his era in Houston went. All I'll say is this. Deshaun Watson no longer being a member of the Houston Texans, is a result of the Texans' sins of the past.
Yeah.
Functioning the way that they functioned as an organization. And all the silliness that we witnessed. So regardless of what happened off the field, regardless of the allegations, what did or didn't happen, you can make a case that had that not happened, the Texans would look even worse. And I know some people look at Deshaun Watson now and say, I don't want anything to do with that guy. And if you feel that way, I'm not going to knock you. I'm not going to question you. But if the allegations had never happened, what would have happened is Deshaun Watson would have left Houston. And the only reason that he would have left Houston is because this organization functioned like one of the worst organizations in sports and the worst organization in the NFL. And your franchise quarterback wanted nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So when I look at that, I have an appreciation for the greatness of Deshaun Watson, and I also have an appreciation that there's at least some sort of consequence that the Houston Texans had to suffer the consequence of what they were doing, allowing Bill O'Brien to tear things down, allowing Jack Easterby to come in here and do this. So I look at it fondly, and I'm able to separate just the way that it's not ideal, but it was the reality of the situation. It would be a lot harder and a lot more frustrating for me personally, and I want good things for the Texans, to see Deshaun Watson stay here with Jack Easterby still lurking around and the same old stuff happening, being a victim of the way in which this organization was functioning. So that's why I can look at it and say, all right, I appreciate everything he brought. I appreciate the opportunity he brought. But unfortunately, the Texans were not able to function like a quality organization and surround their quarterback in a nice, healthy atmosphere that is conducive to his success. So I look at it as almost the consequence of their own actions. See, and I think they deserved it.
And see, I don't disagree with any of that. I think that that's nuance that I can appreciate. And if you have been around and have been following it, you understand everything that you just said. Like all of that, I'm not going to disagree with any of that. But to me, I think if you're talking about an emotional connection, and that's what this really comes down to, like what's your emotional connection to Deshaun Watson and his experience here, I feel like some of that nuance can be thrown out the window a little bit. I'm not saying that it's not true.
No, for sure. I'm not saying what I think is right.
Yeah,
and no. I'm not. So don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking how anyone feels. In any, there's so many layers to this Deshaun Watson thing. I'm just speaking for me personally.
Yeah, but so just to, I hate the term devil's advocate, but you don't understand what I'm saying here.
Allow me to play devil's advocate.
But if you want to take a Texans perspective, or if you want to make it super Texan centric and just make it all about being a Texans fan, if you were to do that, you could still say, all right, Deshaun Watson signed that contract in 2020 and in the summer of 2020, already knowing that DeAndre Hopkins had been traded, already knowing that King Bill and Jack were the supposed power tandem at the time. He understood all of that, signed the contract, which was smart. He's supposed to sign the contract. I'm not killing him for signing the contract, but he signs that contract. It goes south like a lot of people maybe expected it to do in 2020, but really even then, you're only talking about, this is a Texan-centric perspective here, you're only talking about one bad year, one down year. You're still just 1 year removed from being in the postseason, having a shot against the Kansas City Chiefs, blowing the 24-0 lead, all of that. I could see from a Texans perspective saying, okay, Deshaun Watson signed this contract. The contract extension itself hasn't even kicked in yet.
Yeah.
And he has one bad year, and he bails. Bails on the franchise, and not only does he bail, but he's able to use that to leverage his way into failing up. Like he used his individual success and the Texans' failure as a way to leverage his way out of here.
Right.
You know, between the fact that they were bad, the fact that they were dysfunctional, everything that you laid out, then the no trade clause to sort of hold the process hostage a little bit and dictate where he goes. He was able to capitalize off of the Texans' failures and his simultaneous success in a way that, from a Texan-centric perspective, seems a little bit exploitative or like you were taking advantage of the situation.
Right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And that's 100% true. And that's a good way to look at it. If you are a Texans fan, yeah, he did sign the contract. He went up there. He cried. You had Jack Easterby up there. He pounded the table for Bill O'Brien. He said he wanted this, that.
All of this nuance makes it complicated.
Yeah. And the way in which he acted after he signed the contract was a little bit different. Like, there was just a completely different vibe. He went from the guy who's given his check to cafeteria workers to the guy who's saying eliminate 9-to-5ers. And there was kind of like there was a different feel. And we discussed it on this show. So there was a little bit of a different feel, and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. The one thing I do look at with Deshaun Watson and James Harden, you can't say this about James Harden. You can't say this about a lot of people that forced their way out. Is the one thing about Deshaun Watson that I can say is when he stepped between those lines, there was never, ever a time where, A, I didn't feel like the team had a chance.
Ooh,
and, B, I didn't feel like he ever did anything other than give you 110%.
Yeah.
And really like 150%. I mean, the guy took a bus to Jacksonville just so that he could play. He didn't have to do that.
What was it, a punctured lung or something like that?
Yeah, he didn't have to do that. He took a damn bus to Jacksonville.
No, he's a baller.
He constantly played hurt, and I can appreciate that. I can appreciate at least the joy that I felt when Deshaun Watson was here.
Yeah, I'd agree with that too, but I think that also kind of speaks to the thing that you would be salty about. Like, I'm not ultimately salty about how this whole thing turned out, because like you said and like we mentioned at the top of the segment, you got the picks, you're able to reset your franchise, reset your roster in a proper way. I'm good with it. But yeah, no, I it's hard to have been at every home game the last couple of years, in 2021 and 2022. And we can even throw 2020 in there when Deshaun was here. But it's hard to watch how bad specifically the football has been when they've gone through this cycle of, you know, Tyrod, Davis Mills, Kyle Allen, whatever it is, these last couple of years, and not long for the day when you had a quarterback like that, for sure.
The other thing, though, that I think is important is, I think a lot of times, and what was the line that I would use, Fig? I would say Deshaun saves all butts or something like that. Deshaun saves all butts. I think he was the lipstick on a pig of the organization. I think he was a lipstick on a pig. And I think if Deshaun Watson had stayed here with Jack Easterby here doing the stuff that he was doing and stuff, I don't think you ever reached that ultimate goal. And obviously you're a lot further from that goal without Deshaun Watson than you would have been with him.
Yeah.
But I'm actually kind of grateful that Deshaun Watson at least shed some sort of accountability to what was going on instead of just being the lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
Because when you're the lipstick on a pig for too long, who knows what happens? Sometimes you just look back and you blink, and the guy's 34 years old. He's never won a Super Bowl, and you've just sat there winning division title every once in a while, winning a game. But you're not going to reach that ultimate goal. Or you're Andrew Luck, and you're basically having to eat supper out of a straw for a few years, and then by the time you're 29, you're just so physically and mentally worn out, you end up retiring and setting your franchise back too. Like, I actually think Deshaun Watson kind of did the city a little bit of a favor by at least in some way, shape, or form. And I know it took him a while to punt on Jack, but in some way, shape, or form, Deshaun Watson, and if you're one of the people who was saying Bill O'Brien is holding back Deshaun Watson, what the hell is going on, then I don't think this should be too hard for you now that time has passed to look at it. But he at least held them accountable somewhat and gave them some serious consequences for the way in which they were doing things. And look, we're far away from getting to where we want to get, but maybe we don't have that happen again as a result of Deshaun Watson somewhat holding the organization accountable.
Yeah, see, and it's hard for me to be sold on that completely because I'm not exactly and entirely sure that it's fixed.
Oh, God, that's the scary part. We'll get into that
a little. I'm not sure that it's over.
That's the scary part.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone needs to be held accountable proactively.
Yeah.
You don't want it to get to that point proactively, especially with the assets that you have. But you bring up a very good point.
And also, so just the preference here, because you mentioned this too, like you're glad that he kind of helped cleanse the environment, so to speak. Like, would you rather have the franchise quarterback in the toxic environment or the non-toxic environment, but not really sure if you got a franchise quarterback or where that's coming from? Like, to me, that's an interesting place to be. Like, would I almost rather have the dysfunction of Bill and Jack, or whatever it is, or Nick and Jack, or whatever it is.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Deshaun Watson, speaking of the devil, he's speaking today.
Let's do it.
Deshaun Watson is speaking today. We are going to get Deshaun Watson. What time, Figgy?
I'm not sure the order, but it should be coming down in probably the next 10 minutes.
Next 10 minutes, Deshaun Watson. How about that?
I'm not sure the order.
You know what?
Rip that damn
run sheet.
Hey, for real.
Rip that damn run
sheet. Seriously, because we got some stuff to react to.
We got Deshaun Watson coming up live in probably the next hour or so, 10 minutes?
Probably in this hour.
Oh, my gosh. I do hope that he's asked like questions that are relevant to what's happened the last 3 months. And there's a lot. They're not easy questions, but I don't think we need to rehash the previous press conferences. How has the steps at the NFL, how are you better now than you were before? Do you have more remorse now than before? Got to get some Houston questions in there too.
Have you given any thought to how your actions, one way or another, changed the trajectory of two NFL franchises? You know, it has changed the entire complexion, I should say. I don't know about trajectory, because we'll see what happens with the Browns, but it has definitely changed the complexion of two NFL franchises. Like, they gave up 3 first-round picks, and no one is exactly sure what Deshaun Watson is going to be. We suspect he's going to still be good. Like, I'm not saying he's not going to be good, but we don't know for sure. And then the Texans, obviously, like, that's what we were just going over. That's what we're discussing all day, so.
They had a nobody's talking about in Cleveland that I think is interesting. I do think this is an interesting thing to bring up. How do you think he's going to like this cold weather, playing in that cold weather? Seriously, man.
No, he's not going to like it at all.
It used to be a thing with, like, Peyton Manning. There have been quarterbacks who just don't like playing in the cold. The Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, they did not like going to Lambeau Field. Deshaun Watson's a Georgia kid who played his college football in South Carolina and then was in Texas. If you've ever been anywhere close to Cleveland during the winter,
lake effect,
yo, it ain't fun.
Yeah, y'all are right there on the lake.
He originally turned down the Browns because of the weather, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what McClain said.
But then they end up the ante, supposedly, you know, and so.
Money talk.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my solution. I don't know if this is realistic, or I know it's not, but this is a fun solution. What if they just froze Nick Chubb and just did the thing that they did with Captain America? Just keep him frozen and extend his life. And whatever you're playing in the cold, you just hand the ball off to Nick Chubb and just like extend the life expectancy on Nick Chubb, because he is the answer to a quarterback who does not want to throw the ball in the cold weather. Just hand the ball off to that guy.
Okay, so you just brought in Deshaun Watson to hand the ball off 40 times. I mean, if you got to win.
When it's cold, if he can't throw it, like, would you rather him hand the ball off 40 times or a dude that don't like to throw the ball in the cold be having to throw the ball in the cold?
I just want
to
hear him talk. That's all I want. I want to hear him talk.
Let's do it.
Can't wait for this. We're going to hear Deshaun Watson this hour. Brandon Scott is here. Figgy Fig is here. Going to get you the whiskey talk. And this is going to be a new format. I'm actually pumped for this. This is going to be, if you've been to a whiskey talk, this one's going to be basically just a big round table type discussion. You don't need the Q&A. You just walk up to us. Tell me I suck. Tell me that I said something dumb. Tell Sean you liked something that he said. It's just going to be all your friends at Sports Radio 610 going up there cussing and discussing stuff at Whiskey Talk. A chance to win every hour today on Sports Radio 610, as well as some Texas Bowl tickets. If you haven't heard the Utopia podcast, Sean Pendergast and John McClain, as good as he's ever been, they have a mailbag episode that you do not want to miss. The Deshaun Watson mailbag episode, the Utopia podcast, always must listen. Download it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to hear from Deshaun Watson very, very shortly. Also going to hear from Chris Moore off the practice field. In the Loop is absolutely stacked. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, podium critic is ready. Deshaun Watson going to speak. I'm intrigued. You've had 3 months to prepare for this one, sir. you've had 3 months to prepare for this one, sir.
And an extra day.
Yeah, you got a little break. And 3 months. Yeah, and a day.
An extra day on it.
We're going to hear from Deshaun Watson. They're doing a little mic check up there in Berea. That's how you pronounce it, right, Fig?
Yeah, Berea.
And Deshaun Watson will speak. We'll hear from him. Speaking of the quarterback position, Texan streets are talking. And the Texan streets, whether it's Reddit, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whether it's YouTube.
The Barbershop.
Locker Room on YouTube. Wouldn't know about that. I go to Sports Clips. But
oh, damn.
Nah, I got a girl, though. I got a girl that I trust.
No, I got a girl that I trust.
So do they be having Barbershop talk and Sports Clips?
Yeah, I was going to say fine for the haircut, but, man, you missing out on this Barbershop talk.
No.
Which you might be glad for, actually.
Well.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Since you do this every day.
Yeah.
You probably don't want the barbershop
talks. No, I like the barbershop talks. I have barbershop talks, just not in a barbershop.
They'd be mad primitive, though, man. They would annoy you, some of the ones that I have. They'd be super dumbed down.
I'm sure I would be backed into a corner, my white ass. my girl, my barber, she her son got in trouble because he colored on the floor or something like that. She was talking about that.
Wow.
Yeah. Something, yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it don't get that wild at a barbershop.
But the talk right now, though, on the Texan streets, barbershop, whatever, is Bryce Young. Young is generating a lot of discussion. Could Bryce Young be the Deshaun Watson replacement? Could Bryce Young want no part of Houston? I saw a question. Is Bryce Young
a generational
QB? Talent?
What well, the yeah, hell generational does that prospect.
Mean? You have to be a generational prospect now to go number one overall. I don't know. But the talk of Bryce Young is hot and heavy. Just to be clear, I want Bryce Young at number one overall. That is my dream scenario. I think Bryce Young is going to be a very good pro. I'm not worried about the size. I want Bryce Young at number one. Where do you sit on Bryce Young being the Deshaun Watson replacement?
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer for me. I'm 100% on the Bryce Young. I actually am a little bit concerned about the size, and I want him anyway. Like, for me with the size, it's even concerning, like, in the SEC, watching him play in the SEC, and it hasn't come up. It hasn't come up, and I feel like if it was going to come up, it would have already. The kid is just talented, pocket presence, enough athleticism and mobility, strength, availability. Like, even for a smaller guy, he's not, like, he's not as weak as his slight frame suggests. You know, I saw him get out of some trouble against Texas early on in the season when he was dead to rights in the pocket, and he gets out of it. And I'm like, man, this kid, he may be my size, but he's definitely on the weights. Like, he's definitely stronger than he looks, so to speak. So I'm on the Bryce Young train 100%. I'm even to the point now, Landry, to where, like, earlier, I was like, okay, there's room for disagreement. If they like C.J. Stroud, if they like one of the defensive players, Will Anderson, Jalen Carter, there's a few guys who have a case for being the number one overall pick. I'm so passionate about wanting Bryce Young at this point where I would be upset if they didn't take him.
I'm with you.
Not even for C.J. Stroud, not even for one of those defensive players. Bryce Young, number one overall, in the discussion for me.
Yeah, and if not, I would be open to maybe a trade. I think Bryce Young is going to be a very, 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 very good NFL player.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen anything to make me feel different. Now, the size will be mentioned. There are some small quarterbacks who've done okay, but the size will be mentioned. I just don't – the way that he plays, the way that he moves, the way he is in the pocket, the fact that he knows how to protect himself – he knows how to get down. I'm all about Bryce Young. Let's look at the history of the number one overall pick. And just like the last 40 years, I'm just going to throw names at you, and I want you to tell me, would you be okay? If the Texans ended up getting a player of this caliber, would you be okay? Because I think it's an interesting case study, because there are guys that are drafted number one overall, and you're like, I wouldn't really be okay with that. Let's go through these guys, and you tell me, yes or no, you would take this with when the Texans selected number one overall.
All right.
All right, let's go back to 1983, John Elway.
Come on, of course.
All right, so John Elway, yes. Vinny Testaverde in 1987.
Yeah, so that one's a little bit more complicated, but you got if you took me back to 1987, yes.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
He was all right.
He was not worthy of the number one overall pick.
But he was a quarterback.
But he was a quarterback, and he's better than anything that the Texans could dream of having right this second. So, yes.
Troy Aikman.
Yes.
Jeff George, probably not.
No. Nope.
A little bit of a head case, nope. Although he could sling the ball. Drew Bledsoe.
Yes.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Tim Couch.
No.
Michael Vick.
Yes.
David Carr.
No.
Carson Palmer.
Yes.
Eli Manning.
Yes. Even though I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, on line one.
But yes, if you take me back to 2004, remember back then they were saying he was going to be better than Peyton, and I kind of believed him. So
Alex Smith.
That might be the most complicated of them all.
Because Aaron Rodgers was in that draft.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so no. But I would like Alex Smith. Like, I would take an Alex Smith type of player over anything that the Texans have now, but no.
Not Jamarcus Russell.
No.
That's one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time because he hated cold weather.
We can pour up together.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Sam Bradford.
No.
Cam Newton.
Yes.
Andrew Luck.
Yes.
Jameis Winston.
No.
Jared Goff.
No, but Jared Goff hasn't been bad this year. But no, absolutely
Baker
not.
Mayfield.
No.
Kyler Murray.
Controversial take, yes. Yes, I would.
Joey Burrow.
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
So 14 out of 23 years, the quarterback who's gone number one in the last 40 years, we agreed. Although I don't don't know about Eli in this situation, but we agreed 14 out of 23. When you take a guy at number one, you're okay with it.
And Eli is retrospect.
Yeah, a lot of people in that draft, too.
Yeah, you did.
Phillip Rivers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben. Yeah.
Wasn't Larry Fitzgerald in that draft? Yeah. I mean, I know he's a receiver, but yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, now, take me back to 2004. I'm taking Eli Manning. Or I wouldn't mind taking Eli. I wouldn't be mad if my team took Eli Manning. Hell, he was so damn good. He was good enough to thumb his nose up at the Chargers.
The main point I'm trying to make is that it's kind of hard, like at number one, to completely regret taking a quarterback. And there is some gray area to, you know, what went wrong with these guys. Like Jeff George and Jamarcus Russell, they had all the talent. There was just, you know, there was stuff going on upstairs. Tim Couch, some say, and David Carr. Tim Couch and David Carr, some say it was just their circumstances, and they weren't favorable circumstances, and those guys never stood a chance because of the situation they came up in. Sam Bradford couldn't stay healthy. Jameis Winston, I mean, if we're being honest, there were kind of warning signs about, you know, Jameis Winston being able to figure stuff out. There were some things that happened at Florida State.
Yeah.
Like, of the concerns that you have about Bryce Young, he's really the only one outside of Kyler Murray where we're just talking about size. Although they said the same thing about Mike Vick too. Mike Vick and Kyler Murray size, but Mike Vick was a revolutionary athlete. Kyler Murray, if I told you right now, the Texans are going to draft a quarterback number one overall and he's going to be Kyler Murray, like, I would take it because all we're talking about is like the physical attributes and stuff like that. The problem with Kyler Murray right now, according to former teammates and whatnot, is what's going on upstairs. Nobody in the world is questioning the makeup of Bryce Young. Like the guys that we've talked about for being small that have been selected in the first round in recent NFL history, it's been Johnny Manziel and it's been Kyler Murray. There's mental stuff up there. There's nothing wrong with the mental makeup of Bryce Young.
I don't mean to water down this mental exercise that you just did, but I'm going to take this a step further and just point out you could make every single one of these guys a bust. Like, let's just pretend that John Elway was never good, Troy Aikman was never good, Peyton Manning was never good, Michael Vick, all this. Let's just pretend none of these guys were ever good. I'd still take Bryce Young number one overall. I'd still do it. Like, what in the hell would any of that have to do with Bryce Young or with your situation? You know, like, you have the opportunity. What the number one overall pick is really about is you having the opportunity, the first opportunity, the pick of the litter to get the first player available and to address whatever you want. Best player available, position of need. If you're as bad as the Texans are and as bad as most teams are when they have the number one overall pick, that be the same thing. The best player available in the position of need. So, like, you could make every single one of these guys terrible that has been taken number one overall, and I would still do it without hesitation and without consideration even to the past. And I would ask you this, too. You're talking about comparing quarterbacks, and you say, like, they had these questions about Kyler Murray and Michael Vick. Another guy that's not on this list is Drew Brees. And that's who I think Bryce Young is the closest comparison to. If you're
more mobile, though.
And more mobile. And Drew Brees was a decently mobile, but Bryce Young is definitely a better athlete than Drew Brees and has the pinpoint accuracy. If I told you right now that you could draft Drew Brees or somebody that reminds you and prototypes into Drew Brees number one overall, I feel like you'd do it.
The other thing you're talking about, you don't think the past matters. I damn sure think the future doesn't matter. Like, let's not start a Bryce Young or Caleb Williams debate, okay? Like, go get your guy. Let's not start playing that kind of chess.
That's his own segment, bro. I could go on and on, and I have on Twitter, but I could go on and on about that.
We're going to get into Does It Matter Thursday. We might throw that in there. We're also going to hear from Deshaun Watson, so be ready. You're going to hear from your former quarterback and the opponent Sunday next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we're going to hear from Deshaun Watson. Who's speaking right now, Fig?
I think an offensive lineman. I'm not sure who it is, but he's getting to ask a whole bunch of offensive linemen questions.
Yo, are they serious? Are they serious right now? The Browns, the reporters, everybody that is a part of that situation right now, are they serious? Because this is an unserious football game. Like, they're playing the Texans. What do you want to talk about? What are the football questions? I don't have my finger on the pulse in Cleveland necessarily. And all of the X's and O's that are important, X's and O questions that might be important in Cleveland.
A lot of them are Deshaun questions, too.
Yo.
How would he look in this offense?
Get that man in front of the camera, in front of the microphone, and get this thing over with. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Save the best for last.
Is that what we're doing?
Deshaun Watson.
He could be the first and the last in this situation.
Live right here, Sports Radio 610.
Kind of wild.
What would your question be if you had one?
Yeah, no, I
guess. Here's what B. Scott's would be. How's your chemistry with Amari Cooper?
That's what we doing? I gave you mine earlier. Like, what does it mean to you to have changed the
What's it like to have a running back like Nick Chubb?
How did you feel about Jacoby Brissett taking over for you in the, like, yeah, some meaningless side question that has nothing to do with the meat of the matter or the reason why we're here? Yeah, I would waste my one question on that. No, I would ask him about changing the trajectory of two franchises, because to me, that's the most fascinating part about it. I'd probably ask a question that he wouldn't answer directly. Like, I'm also a little bit interested in how, you know, like, he's changed sort of the whole dynamic and thought process of guaranteed contracts, and, like, because you haven't seen
Jeez, B. Scott, you're falling off.
You haven't seen another question? One like that? Yeah, man, I'm interested in how this has impacted league-wide.
Good Lord.
What would you ask, then? All right, well, you go. I told you, how do you don't think it's a good question? How do you feel about changing the trajectory of two franchises? That's both a Cleveland Browns and a Houston Texans question. That would be my one.
My question would be, Jack Easterby was recently let go by the organization. How big of a factor did Jack Easterby have in your unhappiness with what went on in Houston?
Yeah, I think that's good to get on the record. I feel like I already know the answer to that.
But I do know the record.
But you're right. That you are correct. I would go with that.
All right, let's play a little Does It Matter as we await Deshaun Watson's press conference. Does it matter, B. Scott, in for John Lopez, Figgy, Fig, the best in the world at what he do. Does it matter that Tony Busby will be in a suite with 10 Deshaun Watson accusers on Sunday?
I think it does. I think symbolically it does matter, because it puts into context all of the weirdness that is tied to this very moment and to this game. The accusers, the departure, and how everything went between, like, from a football standpoint, between the Texans and Deshaun Watson. And then this other thing that's kind of really the main thing. Like, I know we're here for football, but there's not really anything that we're talking about here that's more important than the factual discrepancy between that man violated me and I ain't never disrespected a woman because I got a mama and aunts.
Okay.
You know, like to me,
so you think
yes,
it matters that Tony Busby's there?
100%.
Okay, Figgy?
Do it matter?
Yeah.
I don't think it matter, man. I mean, are the TV people going to show them in the suite?
I don't know.
Better than that. Better than that. Forget that. Does Deshaun know where the suite is?
Of course. Oh, does he know where the suite is?
Will he know? Will Deshaun Watson know where this particular suite is located? And if he scores, no pun intended there, but if he scores, will he point? Will he acknowledge the suite in any way?
Right.
And will we know? Will we be able to tell? See, like, there's a game within a game here. There's a game within a game.
Does it matter that the NIL is around now that Bryce Young has to decide whether or not to stay in school? Does it matter that Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, if he decided not to go to the NFL, and let's be honest, if he made that decision, it would be because he didn't want to be in Houston, or it would at least be taken into account.
Yep.
Does it matter that NIL is around?
Yeah, it wouldn't if the Texans weren't so damn god-awful. You know, like it would, like if the Texans were an environment that was welcoming to, hell, any young player, but especially a young quarterback. If that weren't the case, if we weren't having the daily conversations that we are having right now about the Texans, I don't think it would matter. But since we are, yes, I do think it does. He does not have to stand for this.
The contract right now, rookie contract, I think it's like $36 million guaranteed, $40 million guaranteed for 4 years is about what you make as the number one overall pick.
Yeah, you're not getting that in NIL.
What do you think the starting quarterback at Alabama can get like next year? You got to think he can get close to 10 mil in deals.
Yeah. He's already able to do commercials and stuff like that.
He's like Dr. Pepper commercials and all that.
What the Heisman, is that Lincoln? What is Heisman? Is that Kia? Lincoln?
Heisman House, yeah.
Yeah, whatever car dealership that is. He's not doing that for free.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. No, he
all
can
the stuff at Bama.
He can make money. He can absolutely make money. The question more so than the money is like what's important to Bryce Young, and is he like that ready to get his NFL career started to where he willing to go anywhere? And is he the anti Deshaun in the sense that, hey, I don't care about the environment. I am the damn environment. I set the tone. So once I walk in the building, then we go from there.
Does it matter that Bill O'Brien is Bryce Young's offensive coordinator? What kind of conversations are Bill O'Brien and Bryce Young having about Houston? That would be interesting.
I think it does matter because the one...
It all matters.
The one commonality is going to be Cal. So...
I don't think B.O.B. has any issue with Cal.
Yeah. Which is why I think it matters. If B.O.B. can sell Bryce Young on Cal, like, hey, yeah, Cal's a good guy, just kind of figuring out as an owner. He was a rookie neophyte owner when he fired me. He's still figuring it out, but yeah, you know, Cal's a good guy. Houston's a great city. Yeah, go there. Yeah, no, I think it could matter.
I think B.O.B. was, he was brash, and I've called him like a football idiot when it comes to like GM and sometimes just being stubborn with his offense. But I don't think I could be wrong. I know that he's had a temper, and a lot of people talk about his temper. I don't really think he's like, at this point, I don't think he's going to be that petty about the Texans. I don't think he's going to have too many bad things to say about the Texans.
Yeah, and I would.
Do you think he throws Easterby under the bus like Easterby throws him under the bus?
Yeah,
because Easterby is just willing to completely blame O'Brien for everything.
Did you read the SIR? No, I'm sorry. Never mind. There was a Sports Illustrated article, though, that came out that was a tell-all about Easterby. And I'm just dying to know where it came from. The origin of it. Who was the primary source?
The number one sign that someone said something is when, in the story, and this is like a journalism hack that only you and I care about because we're like journalism nerds.
Yeah, but we could do that.
But I will say 6 times out of 10, when the article kind of favorably portrays someone, not when it negatively portrays them, like when, but I would say like 60% of the time when it's said in the article, so-and-so was asked to comment, but didn't comment. A lot of times they did comment. They just wanted to do it off record.
Yeah.
Like when it said Bill O'Brien was asked to comment, but he wouldn't comment. It's like, okay, someone asked Bill O'Brien. Now, if it's like a damning article and it's like Jack Easterby wouldn't comment, then they just didn't say everything, yeah. But I always look at that as like the number one. Okay,
a point on this.
The Brian T. Smith, James Click would not comment on the Jim Crane article.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
I know where this came from.
No, always notice the difference between unavailable for comment or could not be reached for comment versus declined to comment.
This is why I F with you, because you can teach me stuff.
Because
like this.
When they're unavailable or could not be reached, that if it says that and they're not lying to you, and we're just going to trust that they're telling the truth, that they're telling that they didn't even talk to this person. When they tell you that they declined to comment, that means they absolutely had some type of conversation, maybe shorter, maybe longer, who knows.
Figgy, what's going on over there?
I don't know. It sounds like they're having a good time laughing and joking around. Oh, waiting on Deshaun Watson.
The hell is funny, man. They didn't prolong the franchise starting quarterback for a day. And something is funny.
We're going to hear Deshaun Watson coming up soon. I promise. Do you think? Yeah. Deshaun Watson coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.